We're doing the story of King Solomon, where three men had traveled, and on Friday afternoon they placed their money together. They hid it together, and when they came up to Shabbos, it was gone. And everyone wondered which of the three was the thief, and they came before Shlomo, and Shlomo told them the following story. Shlomo said, being that you are merchants, you'll help me judge in the following case. So the three merchants are standing before him, and he said the following story. There was once a young man and a young girl. And they promised one another that they wouldn't marry anyone else unless they got permission from one another. So the girl got engaged, but she wouldn't marry her husband till she had permission from her previous boyfriend, from the guy from her youth. So they went with money, gold, and silver to try and convince him to let her go. That was the deal, that she wouldn't marry without his permission. So they came.
Why would and, bound to him even though there wasn't like a ketubah?
That was their agreement. They promised one another. So when they came to him, she said, look, I promised you. So if you want, you could have all this money and let me go, free me of my promise. And he said, being that you, this is where we left off. The young man said, that's where we left off. The young man said, being that you kept your end of the deal, you kept your promise, go marry him and be happy with your lot. They were on their way back, and there was an old man who came, and he was a thief, and he took him at gunpoint. He took the girl, he took the money, and she said to him, I promised, let me go with my husband. This is our story. That man, look at him. My husband all this time waited patiently, and he was able to retain, he was able to hold himself back because I had promised someone. So you're an old man, how much more so? You should be able to contain yourself, and don't do anything to me. Let me go back to my husband. And when the old man heard that, he said, well, if the young man, that her young husband, I was able to retain himself all this time until he finally got permission, I should also be able to contain myself, and he let her go. And he gave them back all the money, and she went back with her husband. Now, says Shlomo, I want you to tell me who among the three people you just heard about, who is the most praiseworthy? So one of them said, I praise the husband. The husband was able to respect his wife's vow, and he contained himself all that time. I think he is the most admirable. The second one said, I praise the girl, that she kept her word, she kept her promise. And the third one said, I praise both of them, but I think the young man who was made the promise, he's a fool, because he should have taken the money they offered him. What did he give up on the money for? You want to let the girl go? Fine. The husband held himself back? Fine. The girl kept her promise? Fine. Well, why didn't the young man take the money? And when Shlomo heard that, he says, you weren't even there. And all you could think about was the money. That the young man should have taken the money. So I know that you're the type of person that if you would have had the opportunity, you would have taken other people's money. Yes, that's what you would have done. And so Shlomo cornered him, and the merchant admitted that he was the one who stole the other merchant's money. And then everyone saw how smart Shlomo was. So the Sefer Maaseiot, Rav Nissim Gaon, continues and says, a person has to know that when he tries to steal something, ultimately he won't get money, but he'll get shame. And the one who's up above, he knows what's really going on. And he publicizes what we try to do in hiding. Look at how this merchant thought he'd get away with it, and Hashem sought that he'd be publicized. Our sages tell us the story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who was a complete tzaddik. And when it came time for him to pass away from the world, so Hashem said to the angel of death, go and grant his wishes. Whatever he asks, you do. So the angel of death is supposed to take Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's life, but first he must grant his wishes. So he goes to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and he says, your time has come, but I have to first grant your wishes. What would you like? So when Rabbi Yeshua heard that, He says, I want you to take me and show me where I'm headed to in the Garden of Eden. So the angel of death said, come with me and I'll show you. So Rabbi Yeshua said, I'll come, but first give me your sword. I don't want you to scare me with your sword. He gave him the sword, and they both went off. They came to the walls of the Garden of Eden. And they're standing outside the walls, and the angel of death lifts up Rabbi Yeshua, and he puts him on the walls, and he says, look, right there, that's where you belong. The angel of death obviously couldn't take him inside, because he's not allowed to enter the Garden of Eden. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi jumped in, and the angel grabbed the corner of his coat, and he said, get out of there. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi made a vow in the name of God that he's not leaving. So the angel's standing there, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's inside, he's outside, and the angel can't go in to fetch him. So what's he going to do? The angels came before God and they said, Master of the world, look at what ben Levi did. He went and grabbed his lot in Gan Eden with force. So they're coming to God with a claim, kick him out. You have to judge him and decide what he deserves. And so Hashem replies, and that's where we'll pick up next time, Bezalel Hashem.